Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
New inductee soon into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Peter Frampton's version of Black Hole Sun.
Correct. Oh,
I like that version. It's very cool.
Good for him.
Tell Walsh the first rule of Killing Puss Club is not to talk about killing puss. All right.
That was a club.
I
yeah,
like that.
Great.
Killing Puss Club. I love that. That's going to be another new bit. Thank you, Mr. Walsh, for that one. Yeah. That's how we get rid of puss.
All we need is like a trail of Foo Fighter bootlegs and lead to a dungeon.
Have I wronged you in some way, Walsh? Did I make you mad? I'm sorry. Whatever I did.
Here's the thing. You get one more Christmas because I need some I need some more pickled sausage.
Okay. I might have one left if you want.
Did he enjoy his nuts, too?
Oh, I liked both, yeah.
Yeah, those nuts are great. He makes every Christmas. Yeah, give him one more Christmas. I enjoy that, too.
Just know this whole year, you've got 8 months.
Yeah.
Okay, I read this the other day, and I thought it was just a real simple, easy answer, but apparently there are several answers to the question, I thought it was a simple question. What color is a tennis ball?
Yellow? Yes.
That's what I would have said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they surveyed some people.
Todd, we're old enough to remember, though, when they were white.
Yeah.
You know, and they went to yellow a long time ago, but we're making them visually easier to see.
30,000 people were surveyed. 52% said it's green. 42% said it's yellow. 6% went with other. I don't know what that means. Chartreuse or fluorescent.
I was just going to say chartreuse.
Now, people are colorblind. I'll give them that break, but they're yellow. You know. Now, granted, you can make them different color. I've seen pink ones.
Yeah, but your standard issue.
Standard ones are yellow, right.
The ones you throw to the golden retriever. Yeah. Those are yellow tennis balls.
Wikipedia says fluorescent yellow.
Okay.
That'd be chartreuse, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's technically what fluorescent
what the difference is. You know, they have too many names for colors.
We're talking about things that catch bass, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chartreuse.
Maybe lures.
Looked at me like I was 4 years old.
As chartreuse.
Chartreuse is a color your dad probably says that a lot.
Tell me how the moon works. Yeah.
Right. Right.
It goes around the earth.
That's how we catch bass. All right. And Todd, you are cells are the smallest living thing on the earth, and you kill them every day with vodka. That's from Joe.
Yeah, but I told Joe if he turned it up and I lean into the microphone, you can hear those cells regenerating right now.
Because that's how that works.
Laughter until regenerates they your cells.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Oh, good. Is that
I come
good?
In here. No, I just made that up.
Laughter does help.
But it sure sounded good.
Right.
Chartreuse is also a liquor. I was not a. You know the herbal liquor chartreuse?
I've heard of that.
It also sounds like a stripper, doesn't it? Please welcome chartreuse to the main stage, man. Speaking of that, I want to give these guys some credit because they do advertise on the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. And there was a strip club in our hometown, Club Omaha, I believe. Am I right? I hear the commercials, yeah. They put a sign up. They're having a battle about trying to put a sign up, like a billboard, to promote their club. So the guy, the owner, we met the owner years ago, fine advertiser on the program, he pulled a truck up with a sign that said, Jesus loves strippers too. That happened, I think we were on vacation.
Oh.
Yeah. And just parked it out front. And I love that. You draw into pissed off Christians, you know, Jesus loves strippers, the whole bit. So I want to congratulate him on that.
It's perfect.
Particular advertising, you know, the advertising on our show,
too. Did he park it in front of the club?
Apparently in front of the club, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought
he wanted to do billboards around town.
He did. And he had to deal with some TV station, which I don't know, to give away something. And they pulled the plug because the carriage probably checked in, you know.
I did a comedy show there once.
Did you really? Yeah. Right. While the strippers were there?
Yeah, like in a side room.
Okay, got it.
No strippers were. Strippers would have helped the show.
Yeah. Well, you're doing comedy this weekend. Where are you at, Nick? You and Walsh are together.
Yeah,
actually, right?
This weekend, Friday and Saturday. Friday will be in Fremont at RD's place, and Saturday at Smithland, Iowa at Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse.
All right, go check out the guys.
If you Google
weekend.
Jesus loves strippers, you'll see lots of signs that say.
Yep.
Jesus loves little strippers, all the little strippers of the world.
Don't say little strippers of the world.
Red and yellow, black and white.
What smart advertising?
Because you'd get
the sign, and then you get all the coverage of everybody freaking out about it.
Right. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Win-win.
Right. We follow a lot of girls on Twitter for some reason. Yeah.
I guess because I push follow.
What was that?
Now, could he drive that truck around town without any ramifications? I don't think he's doing anything illegal there, is he?
Well, remember because there's nothing gross on it. Remember the anti-abortion billboard truck was driving around years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was just a bloody fetus
on it.
Nasty fetus. They would just park in front of hospitals and schools, you know, because they're just douchebags.
I think that and the... one of Biden who's bound and gagged in the back of the truck.
I think you can buy that
as a package.
Yeah.
You can get the wrap. Kidnap Biden on the tailgate of my truck and the fetuses on the rest of it.
I'm having a hard time finding one of those stickers that'll fit the Focus.
Oh, the Biden?
Yeah.
One? The Biden tied up? Okay.
Ha-ha.
Yeah.
I think what you do in that instance is you pop open your trunk, and then you just put the wrap on the back of your trunk.
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah, I found the story. 20-by-10-foot sign proclaims Jesus loves strippers on the back of a flatbed truck.
Yeah, I was going to
parked
bring up
outside of Club Omaha.
Yeah.
The sign is a culmination of months of frustration of trying to reach deals with local advertising agencies to promote a car giveaway. So he wants to give away a car and wants to do billboards in conjunction with it.
Right.
And they're not having him.
Right. The TV got all paranoid. But yeah, they do advertise on radio. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys enjoy a legal strip club. Good for them. You know, that's legal.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Did anybody see the Bob Marley doc, the biopic?
It's on Paramount Plus now.
I know, it is now.
I saw it. I haven't clicked on it yet, but I want to watch it.
I want to watch it, but there's another one. Nick sent me this. Since it never really sold, nobody wanted to buy it, I guess, and it was just kind of a money pit. They cleaned up Neverland, Michael Jackson's, you know, kid house there, which is a weird way of saying it, and for his biopic.
Twice in a row you said it right.
I did say it right. It doesn't sound right when I say it that way. Biopic, whatever. So
it should rhyme with myopic.
No. Are they filming? Are they filming the Michael Jackson
They are filming
one?
It, and his nephew is playing him.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Jafar Jackson.
And It's if it's family, they're not going to be warts and all then.
It says the estate is behind the film. Yeah, so I don't think it's going to be
no kids. Yeah, no kids.
The whole story.
Really name that kid
right.
after the villain in Aladdin?
Jafar?
Yeah.
Better than Blanket.
Yeah, true.
Oh, he changed his name. Yeah.
To Afghan?
Hey, this weekend, go see Nick.
Selling some tickets, man.
And Walsh, this is how I kill Nick now. Right. Yeah. I want people to see the show. All right. No, he did change his name. He's a grown man now. He's, yeah.
If any one of us dies within the next week, like go back to the tapes.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be the prime suspect. He's sitting over there plotting everybody's demise.
I'll be like, it was a callback.
As they're dragging you to the electric chair.
You're the interrogation.
10 years
room.
Now, Walsh is drugged to an electric chair. It was a callback.
The old callback defense.
Don't you guys know what callbacks are? Yeah. Yeah, somebody did send us a picture of the Jesus Loves Strippers billboard.
Yeah, it says that the Neverland Ranch, it actually got bought in 2020.
Oh, it did, okay.
By somebody who it said they identified as a Jackson family friend, a guy named Ron Burkle, reportedly paid $22 million for it.
Man.
But, I mean, if you're
not... Did he fix up the amusement park? Because the amusement park in your backyard is pretty cool.
It looks like that's what they're fixing up for the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, if you're not, like... How do you buy that and just not, like, completely start over with the land?
Well, because he's a family friend.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not a family friend, though, I mean, that's the only way this still survives is if it's purchased by somebody who is friendly with the family.
Yeah. Well, it's not a murder scene. You can believe what you want to believe. I mean, he probably was a pedophile. I don't want to get into that whole conversation. I don't know the history of... I mean, we liked his music, so I don't know what to tell you about.
You probably
that.
Want to at least gut the house and.
Well,
start
if you're not a family friend, you probably want to do something, maybe even level it. You know.
Yeah, get rid of the amusement park area.
Yeah, amusement park's kind of creepy. You know?
But I think there's probably more people than we know of that don't think it happened.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
that.
Sure, there's a lot.
He was never charged with anything.
Nampa. You know?
He wasn't charged?
Nambla.
No.
What did he go to?
What? No, they took. Remember they did the. They did that famous interview where they had to look at his junk because he's got vitiligo in his junk.
Yeah.
Years ago, the interview.
What was he doing when he was dancing on that vehicle outside of the court?
He did get out of something. You're right, Nick. It's been so long.
He was in court for something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was. He was charged.
Yeah.
In 2005, there was a criminal
2005,
trial.
2005, okay.
Charged with molesting a 13-year-old boy.
Okay.
At the Neverland Ranch.
Yeah.
Trial spanned 4 months. He was acquitted on all counts in June of 2005.
Okay. That might have been it. You're right, Nick. I do remember him dancing on the hood of a car there. All right.
Yeah, I think he cut a lot of checks.
People try to keep the art away from the person. And I'm not going to argue with people on that. You think what you think.
I would think get rid of the amusement park just to save on insurance. That can't be. That's got to run up your property insurance.
Right.
You got a Ferris wheel on it.
Tyler's right. If you fire up, don't stop till you get enough. You will see the crane dance.
Oh yeah. Oh no. I love Michael Jackson music. I always have.
I can't stop
myself.
The
old stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's a little more to this stripper sign.
Oh, there is? Okay.
That I want to get into after we take a break.
We got Ted McGinley in the next segment, too.
Oh, we do, don't we?
But that's not right away, right?
That'd be about 10 minutes from now. So, we'll have a little time at the front of the break.
All right.
Okay.
We'll get stripper right time.
Ted McGinley. This is how we kill puss. Come on back.
Call back. Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian? Or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.